Tomorrow is Friday, the start of a long holiday weekend, and while many people may be sneaking out of the office early, there are certain places in Washington where an early exit can carry a certain professional risk. We're talking about press rooms at the White House, the Pentagon, and various agencies where reporters are conditioned to expect a surprise on Fridays, often late in the day. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne explains.
You never quite relax because just when you think you've got the weekend ahead and you're starting to check out maybe a little bit mentally, something big happens.
Something that's often controversial, unflattering, or just plain complicated. News the White House might not like, but also can't avoid.
A big city telephone book size pile of documents dealing with the president's Texas National Guard service record that had been the center of so much controversy. That came on a Friday the 13th in February of 04. Remember the name Bernard Kerik? He was to have been the Secretary for Homeland Security in this administration.
Bernard Kerik withdrew his nomination on a Friday. In Washington, it's known as the Friday dump, or taking out the trash, a tactic that's so well known that it's even been the subject of a West Wing episode on the NBC network.
Any stories we have to give the press that we're not wild about, we give them all in a lump on Friday.
Why do you do it on Friday?
Because no one reads the paper on Saturday.
Well, we all know that somebody reads the Saturday paper, actually quite a lot of people, but studies show that the public's appetite for news does dip over the weekend. And that shift helps explain why government offices have released so much of their bad news on Fridays, news like this.
The top two officials in the administration's economic team have resigned.
Vice President Al Gore has ordered the release of a transcript.
The White House has released reams of military records on President Bush.
The administration has released the names of 361 people who stayed overnight at the White House.
The Friday dump is certainly not new. Several administrations have employed this strategy. In the Clinton administration, where the press office was juggling multiple scandals, key documents in the Whitewater case, the Asian fundraising probe, and the Kenneth Starr investigations were released at the close of the week. Former Clinton press secretary Joe Lockhart explains the practice.
Not all days are created equally. There certainly were times when I was in the White House that there'd be some what we thought was silly congressional investigation that we were turning over a bunch of documents. And we'd wait till Friday night to sort of toss it out to all the reporters and then give it to the committee.
Was there a moment where you felt uncomfortable about what you were doing, holding on to something, releasing it on a Friday afternoon, manipulating information in that way?
No, because you have to remember the context for this kind of information.
But when reporters are asking you questions and you're being less than truthful by way of omission, you weren't uncomfortable with that.
I don't think I ever was less than truthful by way of omission. I think I was always very direct in saying, I'm not going to give you that information right now. You know, I think that's a completely legitimate answer. But certainly reporters have a right as the proxy for the American public to information. They don't have a right to come into my office and look at it as I'm looking at it. We have our right to look at it and figure out what it means as a way of trying to figure out how we're going to explain it. So I don't have a problem with that.
But where the public is concerned, you serve at the pleasure of the president, but you are a public servant in that role. Is the public well served by this strategy of dumping bad news on Friday evenings?
I think the public has the ability to go get the information if they're interested. There are a lot of places, so I don't think the public is really ill-served. You know, is it something that should go into the civics textbooks for every child in this country? Sure, it shouldn't. I mean, should we have a better system? Should the media be more responsible? Should politicians and their minions be more responsible as far as putting it? Absolutely. It's just not going to happen. It's part of the game. Much of politics is a game. And if the public is concerned, this will change only if the public gets more engaged. Every time the public engages, the standards of the media go up. Every time the standards of the media go up, the politicians follow, and sometimes the other way around. So I'm not all that concerned about the Republic here.
Joe Lockhart, it's been good to talk to you.
Thank you.
To get a perspective from the other side of the political aisle, we also spoke to Tori Clark. She was the Pentagon's chief spokesperson until June of 2003. She says she's seen the Friday night dump in action, but doesn't much like it.
I don't happen to think it's a very smart strategy. I just don't. And I'm sure as soon as somebody hears me say this, they will call or write you and say, oh, but I remember when such and such. In all the time I have spent in this business, I don't remember ever once sitting down and talking with a boss or a colleague and saying, gosh, this is really awful. Let's try to figure out a way to dump it out on Friday. You try too hard to manage the news, you're going to fail. It's not a beast or an animal that can be managed. It hurts your working relationship with the news media, and you got to make investments in a long-term relationship. And you're really, I think, abusing or manipulating the relationship in a negative way if you do that. It may backfire on you. You know, I found sometimes people put out bad news, say, on a Friday on a long weekend, because then they really think, wow, no one will see this. Well, sometimes what happens in the news business is it's a long weekend. Sometimes it's not the A team that's working that weekend. Sometimes it's the B team.
Now, tell me what you mean by that.
By the B team. So maybe you get the second stringers. Because it's a long weekend, not the regulars, not the people who normally cover that particular issue. So the story breaks on a Saturday morning somewhere, but you don't have the A team on it. So there you are getting the phone calls at home on the weekends, and you have to spend twice as much time explaining the issue to them and correcting any bad information they have. It could cost you twice as much work.
What about the use of the strategy in the current Bush administration?
I've seen it. I sure have seen far less of it. And I pay more attention to national
records, security.
You know, this is security news. And yeah. And that's just such a constant flood.
The release of tax records and military documents and documents relating to the Abu Ghraib situation, all on Friday nights.
Well, on Abu Ghraib, I'd be willing to bet you there is such a flood of information. People were just getting it out as soon as they could. I really firmly believe that. On the other ones, I'm just not familiar with the timing of it. And I'd just be real curious if somebody actually sat down and counted this administration versus previous ones. I've got plenty of friends in both. And I have a feeling it's probably not that dissimilar from one administration to another.
But it happens often enough that you wonder if this is some sort of strategy that is, if not codified in some way, if it's sort of passed on when people take on these jobs.
I think it's a holdover from a far simpler time. You know, you think about what the world was like even 8 or 10 years ago. You didn't have the instantaneous 24/7 global nature of information. Now, they don't have to wait for that newspaper to thunk on the front doorstep in the morning. They can check things at 1 a.m. So I think some of the people who continue to do it and continue to believe in it are still wrapped up in or still believing that the patterns, how people read and consume their news, is the same as it was 5, 10, 15 years ago.
Tori, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you. It was fun.